It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the second hour. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Randy here with Barbecue Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And we also got Michael in the studio with us.
La hora número dos.
Hey, it's an Irish day today. We're talking about St. Right. Paddy's Day all day long. I've been banned from doing the Irish brogue, so we're going to talk Dutch kid all the rest of the day. But got a lot coming up here in the second hour. We got a man loss segment. We've got healthy grilling. Bob's going to, he's turned a new leaf. We're going to get a slimmer trimmer, Bob. And he's going to put together a little bit of a healthy grill deal for us. Marianne from Finian's Pub is going to be on. Brad the Builder, it's a busy segment. But right now, on the line, we're going to jet out to Canonsburg and talk with Don Kurlowitz. Don is the owner of the Honey Creek Inn. If you haven't been there, it's a great place. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Hey, thanks for making time for us. Tell us a little bit about the Honey Creek. Where are you located?
Well, we're about 15 miles northeast of downtown Grand Rapids, right between Rockford and Ada. So on one side of the street, I have an Ada address. On the other side, I have Rockford. So it's really confusing out here.
Yeah, in the little burg of Canonsburg.
In the little burg of Canonsburg.
Right. So you're just a little bit east of the ski lodge, if our listeners are trying to figure out where it is at Canonsburg Road. If you go beyond the ski mountain there for about 2 miles, you run right into the little burg of Canonsburg, right?
That's correct. As we say out here, everybody thought the world ended at the ski lodge. Well, that's where heaven begins.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about heaven, you got a little Irish pub out there, don't you?
It's been here in the Joyce family. Well, they had it for 46 years, and I've had it for the last 27.
Excellent. And what kind of food and beverage are you serving out there?
Well, we're known for our draft beers. I started that about 26 years ago, doing beers on tap from all over the world. And so if you come on in, you'll see I have probably well over 200 tap handles displayed throughout the restaurant. And they still have some more in storage that have to get up eventually. But for the St. Paddy Week, we've got McSorley's Irish Black Lager. We have Smittix. We have Arcadia Bridget Irish Red Ale. And then we also have something unique here which makes us more of a pub, more of a European place, is that I brought in a cask ale, which is a small cask beer, small cask, that is not pasteurized. We don't fill off the yeast. So it's naturally fermented. And it's done as they would do in Europe, as they would do in an Irish pub. It's a hand pump. It's not driven by CO2. It's carbonated.
We're talking here to Don Kurlowitz from the Honey Creek Inn with the Grilling Guys every single Saturday from 9 until 11. And Don, I always wonder, because I'm a beer snob myself, when you walk into a brew pub that's got as many offerings as yours does, how hard is it to train your staff? Because I know a lot of people come in with questions, and it'd be pretty tough to know the ins and outs of 200 different drafts.
Well, that's true, but that's been over 26 years. The thing that I've been lucky here is, as you know, my staff has been with me. Most of them have been from 10, 15, you know, 20 years, some of them is long. And so as they've done this, they've built up the knowledge. So they pretty much know what the beers are. And Ditt, our bar manager, she does an excellent job of making sure when something new comes out, to let people taste it and explain what's unique about it.
Very good. Now, what kind of fare are you serving with the brews out there? You've got an incredible menu. My wife and I frequent your establishment on a regular basis, but you got anything special coming up for the St. Paddy's Day holiday special?
Well, we always do. About 15 years ago, I did the research on looking how to do an authentic corned beef. And instead of buying the processed stuff, we start our own corned beef that we salt down in a brine. We started this in mid-February, and we were just pulling them out last week, and we're selling them at the grocery store across the street, and then the second batch will come out next week, Monday, which we will then start making up our corned beef for St. Paddy's Day, which will go on sale at lunchtime through the evening.
So if somebody wanted to pick up one of those, I guess, home corned beef, where do they do that?
That's at the Canonsburg Grist Mill. That's our little grocery store in town, right across from the Honey Creek.
Okay, so you got a little meat market over there, and you've got a butcher and things like that?
Yep, we have a small little butcher, a small little shop that has the butcher. We have the baker. We have a little breakfast place inside. Of course, the gas station's there. Fresh vegetables. But we are known for our fresh meats and fish over there. And so is the Honey Creek. That's one of our main staples here, which is also very Irish, is the amount of fish that we serve out of the restaurant. We're known for our fresh fish.
We're joined this morning by Don Kurlewicz from the Honey Creek Inn, getting you ready for all of the festivities of St. Patrick's Day. And Don, over the years, I've kept a lot of pub owners in business. I've made colleges possible for some of their kids. But I'm wondering, what do you do with St. Patrick's Day as a pub owner? Are you looking forward to this, or is this something where you just have to survive it?
No, actually, 27 years ago, on March 17th, I opened up the Honey Creek Inn. We just did the remodeling, and we were partially open, and we opened at 5 o'clock. So that's our anniversary, 27 years in business.
So it's a celebration of the Irish and a celebration of your business. That's kind of cool, Don.
Yes, it is.
Great, man. Well, thanks a lot. Hey, any of you, Don, again, is located where Honey Creek Avenue and Canonsburg, they tee right there. If you went north on Honey Creek Road, you're going to run right into his parking lot. So, Don, we appreciate you calling in, and thanks so much, and we'll look forward to coming out and sharing a pint with you.
That sounds good. If they want to find us, we are online at canonsburgvillage.com.
So great.
That way they can find the whole offerings of everything in town.
Super, Don. Thanks a lot.
You have a good St. Patty's Day now.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That is Don Kurlewicz from the Honey Creek Inn. And that whole part of town is something that I actually owe discovery to with my motorcycle. It wasn't until I bought a bike that I got out of the downtown proper and started hanging out in those places and finding those roads to go out and get some space where there weren't stoplights. And the Honey Creek is a fantastic little joint.
Yeah, been there a long time. Lots of really good food. It's interesting, Bob. He said he soaked those corned beefs in a brine. What do you say, mid February?
Yeah,
yeah. So there's a little tip for you guys. If you put a salt solution on meat, virtually it'll kind of sustain it for as long as you want it to be there.
I played enough Oregon Trail over the years in grade school to know that. That's how you keep that stuff in the wagon train. They didn't have any of them there fancy refrigerators. They just salt the crap out of everything.
Bob, did you ever play Oregon Trail?
No, I'm afraid to ask what that means.
Really?
Yeah.
It was one of the very first computer games that came out with. It was really bad graphics, and you had to load up on stuff and then have an imaginary journey, and people on your wagon train, they died of cholera and stuff. You'd be like, that's where, you know, as a sixth grader, you would name guys things like, you know, Fart Box, and you'd have to put him, you know, in the ground like, oh, here lies Fart Box. He died on August 4th. And that was one of the things you had to do was go out and get meat. You shot buffalo and stuff. You could only carry 100 pounds at a time. It actually came out. It was a movie not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. You guys,
I guess I'll take your word for that, man.
The Oregon Trail was it, man.
That's crazy. But anyway, hey, also, Bob, we put that brisket together like we have. There's a little bit of a healthy grill thing going on here that we're all trying to watch our weight a little bit and cut a little bit of the winter fat here as the bikini season comes up. Tell me a little bit about the vegetables. You put a little vegetable mix together not too long ago. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm not big on grilling vegetables. Like, it just kind of goes against everything I've ever been trained. But
yeah, grills for meat.
I look
right
in the mirror and I get pretty disgusted. So I'm going to start hitting at the squash. And I always liked grilled asparagus.
Uh huh.
And that's always been good. But so recently I just played around with a real simple thing that I do with like chicken or anything. You just throw it in Italian dressing.
Okay.
And I took some yellow squash and some zucchini, and I cut them diagonally about, I'm going to say, half-inch thick slices.
Just so they don't fall through the grill, and,
yep,
and they're thick enough to
so
give some
heat. So they're
thick
enough,
yep,
so when you do get a little scorch on them, they're not too limp.
Yep.
And threw them on the grill for, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes to a side, depending on what you're grilling on. And I did them on a Tech infrared, so it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And
what'd you do to them before you put them on the grill? Did you say you marinate them?
I soaked them in that Italian dressing. It was the cheapest stuff I could find. It was like a no-name stuff.
Sure.
I think it said no-name. And I put them in for about maybe 2 hours.
2 hours. That's about 120 minutes.
Yep, on the countertop, just room temp, and threw them on the grill, and they were I mean, people were ranting and raving, and I felt like, you know, such a master, but it was Italian dressing.
Yeah, and that's an easy one to do out there. For those of you guys that are just getting started, you want to, again, create a little grill envy with the neighbor next door. That Italian dressing with just some chopped up vegetables, doesn't really matter what they are. Bob used zucchini and asparagus, but, you know, I've done it with bell peppers too, whatever it may be. But you just mix that stuff up, let it marinate a little bit, grill it. Gets a little crunch on the outside, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah, mushrooms do a nice job, too.
Yeah.
There's just no value to mushrooms.
That, right. Well, you know what? That's why we can eat them, because there's no calories, there's no anything in a mushroom.
In the springtime, it's all about presentation.
Yeah.
And you drizzle your balsamic reduction.
I'm almost embarrassed to cop to this after you introduced the veggies that way. But, yeah, I do zucchini and the other one, squash, all the time in my grill wok. Because I'm not smart enough to cut them the proper width. And so I would just soak them in a little bit of olive oil, basil, and some sea salt.
Is that your journey through the grilling world?
And then, yeah, you throw...
Your grill walk?
Right?
Sorry.
Right all the way down the rabbit hole on that one. No, I do that all summer long. My wife loves those, and now I feel a little bit girly copping to that. But, yeah, and it's an easy, easy side dish. You can throw it on. You know, you only need about 10 minutes, and you throw them on there and grill them up till they got a little bit of a char on them, and you're good to go.
Awesome. Hey, Bob, it's noon somewhere, isn't it? A little bit east of here. The last time we got together in preparation for this show, we were doing a little... test drives on some of the Irish drinks that might be available, and it was just about noon when we were together, and we decided we were going to have a little Irish coffee, and you went away and made some concoction, and you came back, and it was really good. Tell me what was in that.
That's real simple, and it wasn't noon. I like the way you're stretching the truth. I think it was 9.
It was noon Tokyo time.
That's right. He's looking at London. I think, well, you know, probably in Dublin it was around noon, but for grape's sake, it's really simple. It's just coffee and like a teaspoon of sugar per cup. You have to dissolve the sugar first, stir it around really good, because when you put the old Bushmills in, or Jameson's or whatever you like, that alcohol will mess up the sugar. It won't dissolve. So just not nice hot cup of coffee, stir in a teaspoon of sugar, put in a shot of old Bushmills, and then top it off with some whipped cream, or just throw some good whipping cream in it. Unwhipped, if you don't want it to look too foo-foo.
A little half and half or whatever?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was delicious. I know that it so good I had another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
As it may be. So, you know, the other thing that we're talking about is I heard Don there when we had him on the line that he talked about an Arcadia ale that he is going to have on tap out there. He called it Bridget Irish Red Ale. From Arcadia, but you have you have another one, don't you, that you like around the...
Their Imperial Stout.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, we had some of that when Tim was up here, Tim, the owner of Arcadia, was here.
Yep, Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing.
It was really good.
Yep.
It's just really creamy. It's a thick Irish stout.
If you're just tuning in, 107.3, we're the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning. Get out, fire up your grill. We're talking a little bit about some things coming up. We've got Brad the Builder in a segment coming up. He's going to do some spring cleaning tips for us. We've got Marianne Reagan from Fenian's Pub out there in the Conklin area, and we'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.